things according to the pattern shown you in the mountain. Now you make sure, Moses, that you live it just like the pattern. Now, what will happen if you don't? Now this is what will happen if you don't. That he saw in the vision while he was up in the mountain.
Right.
See, then you have got this structure of the man all thrown out of shelter. You got the Godhead all messed up. You see? And you got all nature messed up. You see? You've been fired the wrong impression. So you make it your business to see to it that you make the tabernacle. Like I told you in the mountain. I gotta take care of the ark. I demand it to be understood. These things. We wouldn't be making all kinds of errors and mistakes. We would be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same spirit. And we wouldn't have all these sectors called the creeds and denominations and ideas and things. You understand? Now, did you ever stop to think? And I told you many times, but I'm sure that the thing usually goes on out the door. It just don't stick up here. Now, if you don't make the tabernacle, like God said, make it, then the tabernacle is going to be threefold. It's going to have a most holy place, a holy place, and an outer court. Now, that's what was shown to Moses in the mountain, right? Get that? Now, the man, he's got to be just like the tabernacle. Because the tabernacle is nothing other than the man transfigured or transformed
in. That's right.
Now, when I said the man, I mean spirit. God is the spirit. See, you can't perceive, comprehend, or scrutinize, or investigate. You can't do nothing about that. Can't see it. There's no way to get in harmony with it. Now, God has to do something about that. So then God himself takes on incorporeal form. Not in totality. Now, what I was reading why I said not in totality, but in part. It's man said, spirit, inconceivable supposed so far as shape and form is concerned. You understand?
Right.
Incomprehensible. And while I'm in there, while I'm at there, I want to let you know that you too were in there.
Right.
That's where you were. And all incorporealization are non-spiritual things. You understand? All spiritual and all spiritual. Listen, all spiritual. I'm not making no mistake. I know what I'm talking about. All spiritual things and all physical things come from God. In short, matter comes from spirit. Now, if matter comes from spirit, if that's the origin, see, then in its disintegration and dissolution, it must return to the source from which it came.
Right, right, that's right.
All right. Do you understand? Now then, if spirit, see, being inconceivable and incomprehensible, see, took off in part. Now I mean, it's just like here's a whole sum total of this whole room. You understand? All the air and everything in this room. couldn't see his official eyes. You understand? But it's true. Then to draw a line of demarcation, an outline that could be seen in a vision. It wouldn't take the gumdrill of all to do that.
All right.
But take all air in the building, too. See? But two of them together enough to make a little fella like me. And you can see that I'm in the room.
And you can discern my presence. Now then, that can be seen through a vision. Now that's the God of Israel.
Now then, this shape and form is inhabited, spirit or the realm of eternity.
You understand? Now eternity means that it has no beginning and has no end.
Always was, always will be. Somebody thinks they're smart, you know. So where did God come from? Now you're supposed to be tracking.
See? Get far?
Well, let me tell you. Are you listening?
Yes.
Here's the ultimate source. He's the source himself.
Underwent these changes. You understand? Now the ghost, that's a mediation. That's between pure spirit and dense matter. You understand?
See?
Now that's what has to be respected in this tabernacle.
1, 2, 3. 3 parts.
Now them 3 parts make up that one tabernacle. See that now?
Yeah.
Is that clear? Now since them 3 parts make up that one tabernacle that Moses saw in a vision. Now this is not an old physical tabernacle that Moses is running up in Mount Sinai and looking at a physical tabernacle.
Right.
It's an intangible and invisible. And he has not seen it with his physical eyes. He is seeing it in a vision. You understand?
Yes.
Committed. His conscience, his mind, and all to be in a state where he can discern an incorporeal, a thing in its intermediate state.
Right.
You understand? And see that? Understand?
Yes.
And then, God told him, said, now you see to it that you make all things according to the pattern which I showed you in the mountain. For she, saith he, that you, is that right?
Right.
Now, we had him to read that to.
Right.
In the Bible. Right?
Right.
Now, then, are you listening?
Yeah.
When you go into matter, now this is scientific. You want to get all scientific and talk about how smart you are. Then when you go into matter, into the power, ultra, microscopic, and it's going to cat everywhere. See how much that the bullet I'm carrying down. Bringing it up. Begin to see you so you can understand. Now it means something that you cannot see with your physical eye. That's ultra. Microscopic. Then you know you put that lead on it. To magnify, you understand? And to enlarge, you understand? So, you understand?
Right.
So then that's all from microscopic.
That's right.
Microscope of matter. You understand? Now in our scientific research, modern I'm talking about, the best that we have been able to come up with is 92 different particles of matter or atomic elements of matter. 92! Now, Wallace, after three over in Russia, after three in the United States, after three in France, England, all over the world. That's all they can find. Well, now why is that all they can find? Because that's all God put in it. Now the Pentecost, when I say the Pentecost, I'm talking about Roman Catholics. They claim that the Pope, now, you understand, takes the place of an invisible God on earth, and he becomes a visible God on earth. Just like the Messiah, just like Peter, just like the apostles, so they think. So then, As God inhabits eternity, Isaiah 57:15. You understand? You understand?
Yes.
Then he inhabits the Vatican.
Right.
As a representative on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Or the physical, the gents, the physical, the visible on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Of the invisible God. But you imagine, you understand, it's just so bright and so luminous and so forth and so on. He represents it. Now then, we have elected him. And his word is final.
That's right.
You understand? So it is said that Protestantism come out of Roman Catholicism. Roman Catholicism come out of Judaism. Now that's the way they got it set up. That's the way you and everybody else have been taught.
Me too.
That's what they teach you now.
Everywhere.
That is not so. That is not the way it is.
Not true.
Now listen. If man is made in the likeness and image of God, now listen to these words. If man is made in the likeness and image, man, I said, not men, I said man.
Right.
I didn't say God, I said God. If he is made in the likeness and image, get that word image. See, now this is an image. See, this comes from him, it's drawn a line of demarcation between corporeal and spiritual. It's an image. And all is seen through visions and revelations. Then the man, Adam, was made in the physical, in the likeness of this.
That's right.
So then that man is made in the image of God.
You understand?
Now, I didn't say three gods, three distinctive individual personalities are individuals.
Yes,
sir. As Christians don't teach it, it's not that. And here's how we get it. We're saying that God is the Father. See?
Yes.
Christ here is the Son.
That's true.
See? And Dr. Jackson, see, he's the third. But now they all have the same objective and purpose and intention. But now you have got three distinctive individual personalities in the Godhead. That's not the way it is.
Right.
See? Because just one man is made in the likeness and image of the one God.
All right.
See? Now, as the tabernacle was a description, and all nature
is a description.
Then the tabernacle has to be most holy place, holy place,
and out of court.
Then if that is taken from the transformation of this man into the tabernacle,
and incidentally this is the temple here.
Right.
That's right.
You understand? Then this man here has to be made like this. That means this. That he's got to be newer, striking, and so on. In other words, he's got to be soul, body, and spirit. Right there. Instead of this one being that, that one being this. Three distinctive individual personalities. Now, there's a three different distinctive individual personality. Now, listen. Then if this man is human, psychic, and soma, or soul, body, and spirit, so also is this one.
Right.
So now, then, instead of having three taken up are constituting the one. You understand? You got a duplication. And if you have a duplication, then you got three here, you got three there, that's it.
That's right.
You see? Right. You understand? And then you got another one, say the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Then you got Roger here, and then now you got nine. Now, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't do that. See?
It's not that way. Strict that thing.
All right.
See what I mean?
Now, are you ready to listen?
Yeah.
I'm not wasting no words. And these are highly academic expressions. This is the ultimate.
Mm-hmm. You understand?
That I'm trying to convey to you now. Now, when God, which is truthfully taking on this ship in this month, that could be seen in vision, this could.
Right.
Now, are you listening?
Yes.
Then God is spirit. This is spirit.
Okay.
There's nothing in spirit that isn't in that. And there ain't nothing in this and in that that ain't in nature.
That's all right.
Now you listen and follow. See, we ain't carrying on this shape and this thought. I'm coming from pure spirit. Then this that wasn't used in the embodiment, not that the substance is any different. You understand?
Right.
Then this shape and this form reaches back
into this substance.
Right. You understand?
Which is the fatherhood.
Then he makes the angelic whole. Everything that is in heaven. And in it's my father, the Savior.
All right.
You understand? Then he makes everything that is in earth. That's him. Because he is the archetype. Now the word archetype means original. Pattern. So everything in heaven and everything in earth must be back. Everything he tells man to do, so far as a structure is concerned,
has got to be made like that.
That's why I told Moses, see to it you still build it.
Like I showed you the pattern up there in the mountain.
See? And then that means it'll have a most holy place divided by the veil, a holy place, you understand?
Right.
That's two. Down here it'll be three. See? You'll have one, two, three component parts. See, then the Father, the Godhead must be the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. All three of them make up one.
All right.
One what?
One
Godhead.
Right.
Now, do you see that now?
Yes.
Now then, after taking on that shaping form, you follow me. Because where I am now, I'm where countless have even dared to tread.
All
right. And I'm going to prove it, too, that it is like I said. I'm going to prove it by this life. Remember, I told you we want to take some distance for revelation. But I don't want you to get lost in the preliminaries. These are preliminaries.
See?
Now, when you started straight, are you listening now? And the end has been declared from the beginning. Now, if you get way over here in the middle, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, over here in Revelation, you understand? And then you run up and you say, well, I don't understand the book of Revelation. I don't understand this. No, that's not where your trouble is. Well, your trouble is you didn't understand the beginning of the thing. Now, that's not your trouble. But you see, you're not wise enough to comprehend. And you give your own self away. But you do it unconsciously. When you say, I don't understand the book of Revelation. See, now you just said unconsciously you didn't understand the Bible at all.
That's right.
In other words, you didn't understand the identity. That's what you said.
But now you didn't realize that's what you said.
Because the end was declared right from the beginning. Now this is what I'm asking. Now this is what I'm asking. This is why I'm saying this to you. In the first chapter of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul says this. Are you listening? The purpose which God purposed within himself before he started to make anything, angels, heaven, earth, or anything. The purpose which he purposed within himself was that he himself take on in this incorporeal form. You understand?
Yes.
And then after he takes on this incorporeal form, then he makes everything in heaven and everything in earth. You understand?
Yes.
To fit that. Now that means this. Listen!
Paul talking about the purpose. It is full of tradition and thinking of time at this point in time down to the river. Yes, because of course it makes it clear. And all that God has decreed in himself. You understand? It has its origin, the beginning, and it comes down to pit. Now what is the function of, what is the purpose? I mean, didn't he touch this within himself before he began anything?
That's right. That is the final conclusion of everything. That he would gather into himself everything that there is in heaven, everything that there is in earth. That ought to draw a great big question mark. Why?
Then
here's the answer to the question. You see? Because that is the source from whence they came.
Right.
And that is the source from whence they go.
Right.
You see that now?
Yeah.
It's clear?
Yes.
Now, I stopped you from reading, didn't I? Now, if you read on, see, I'll show you why I stopped you.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending.
Saith
the Lord.
Which is.
Which was. And which is to come.
And which is to come. That's all there is. Read on.
The Almighty.
The Almighty.
I, John. Who also am your brother. And companion in tribulation.
In the kingdom. In the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ.
Was in the isle that is called Patmos. For the word of God. And for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Now you heard what he read, didn't he? Now you sat there and listened to that, didn't he?
Right.
He said he was in the isle. That's
right.
It. Which is called Patmos. Now if you knew geography, you understand? Geographical location of the Isle of Patmos, you'll find it in the 18th century.
That's right.
You see? Now he said he was in the Isle of Patmos. You understand? Now what is an island? just land surrounded by water.
Is that right?
Now he said it was there for a purpose. What purpose was it there for? For the word of God.
Is that right? Now that makes me have to stop right here in park here to get up to this, up to that, what you just read. Mm-hmm. See, and explain this. Now God was manifested, so says the Apostle Paul to Timothy, and to the Corinthians, and also to the Thessalonians. Are you listening now? God that made the universe in its totality was in Christ Jesus, or he was in a physical body. Now listen, we told you this. This should take on incorporealization.
Mm-hmm. It seems that's a tilt. You understand? And the tilt, now where you find it at, it's 24 chapters, verses 9 and 10. That's not my message.
That's right.
And in the singing of 70 elders, and also of the Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu. You see? When they was called up into the mountain, and then they saw this vision.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
Then the same God, this one, took on a physical form.
Whom you call Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Well, now that's not so easy.
That's right.
See? That's the scripture. They translate from out of inventory. Joshua and Simon.
Born in Bethlehem of Judea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right.
Now, a lot of you didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. A lot of your preachers don't even know that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're running stuff up here in your book.
Right.
You understand what we call the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
It's just not so. And you won't find no true Jews on earth that believes in Jesus Christ. Now, if you don't learn nothing else, you see, you've learned something.
That's right.
Run strength of the day.
But now, for the sake of imparting you so you can understand,
I can go right on. Now we have a book.
And a research work in the book. Now we told you all about that in that book. Roman chapters, you know that.
You see?
Okay.
They know better. And that's an idol from India. And when the International Council of Churches met in New Delhi, India, they saw those idols. And it comes from India and around through Germany and into the Vatican.
Okay.
And they went back in this book, which we call the Bible, see, and put Jesus Christ all the way through it. No Jew will accept it.
All right.
Now you are told in Isaiah, 8th
chapter, the 21st
verse. Now I have lost the continuity of thought myself.
That's right. Too long.
Now, Isaiah is writing about this.
And he's telling you what God said. God said for you to go to the law.
And to the testimony.
And to the testimony.
If they speak not according to this word.
If they speak not according to this word.
It is because there is no light in them.
Now you go back there. Now when you go back to the law and to the prophecy, you won't find Jesus Christ mentioned in it. Suppose we do that. You see? Isaiah 7:14.
Therefore.
The Lord
himself.
The
Lord.
Who? What'd you say?
The Lord himself.
Oh no. Now, don't you start no argument with God. You don't start that. No, don't start that stuff here. Therefore, the Lord himself
shall give you a sign.
Shall give you a sign.
Behold,
a virgin
shall conceive,
and bear a son,
and shall call his name Emmanuel.
And shall call his name Emmanuel. Now you what the law says? That's what you should call his name. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. What?
Emmanuel.
What else?
One reason for it.
That. I see what it says. Better eat it.
Butter and honey shall he eat. That he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good.
Read on.
For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that thou abhorrest shall be forsaken of both her kings.
Thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't say that. So don't go running out here and say that man said. Mm-hmm. That's what they've been doing all the time. Mm-hmm. Because I just keep these preachers out there, see. Now, that's in prophecy, is that right?
Right.
Now then, let's get in what you call the New Testament, which is not. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, it's in all Christ and all Romans chapter 5. That way. It is not the New Testament. Now, if you would look at the New Covenant, look at what God said. Jeremiah 31:31. I have to mention these things because they never started. Jeremiah 31 and 35. After those days, he said, I will make the Lord himself.
That's right.
You understand?
Right.
That I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. Now listen. After those days, into their hearts will I write my law. Not Matthew. Not Mark, not Luke, not John, but God. God that made the first covenant with him. And it shall be God that makes the second covenant. It was God that broke and tabled the stone with his finger. You understand? And it is God that writes and sets the tables of your heart. So say the 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. Shall we begin again to come in ourselves, or neither, or is necessary? You understand? Ye are our epistles written in our hearts, ready known and all men. All you got to do is open up these mouths and tell on your own.
Right.
That's right. See? I said that because we got some license, ministers' license. That won't fix it.
That's right. That's right.
We don't need no commendation to nor from.
That's right. That's right.
That's all required. So we're going to give you a license. So something that happens to me, there's God right here. They might say that. But with God in a man's heart, and in his mind, listen, I said in the book, you're inseparable. you're not independent of God. God sitting way up in the sky somewhere. You understand? That's part of mine. See? Someday he's gonna jump down out of that.
You understand?
You see? He catch you with your work up to date or undone. Well, I'm just trying to tell you so you can understand. Man is inseparated from God. He comes from God. It is in him. In him now.
Right.
That's why, if I go back to this, Jesus, I believe me that I am in the Father. You understand? That's a praise. And the Father is in me. Helps believe on me from my bad works there. God that made you. You understand? Wasn't in that body. You understand?
Right.
You understand? God that made the universe. You hooked up to me.
All right.
You can get outside. You understand? It's in him that you live. And you have your move and have your being. 17 chapters, that's to the Father.
Right.
All in Mars Hills and Athens, Greece.
Yeah,
right. Is that right?
Right.
You see? I told you that the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, these three are one. Is that right?
Right.
And I told you that man was made in the likeness and image of God. Is that right?
Right.
And therefore, you were pneuma, psychic, and soma.
Right.
You were soul, body, and spirit. Say, what did you say God was? God is spirit.
Right. That's right. That's right.
So you're spirit, soul, and body. God is spirit.
Right.
You understand? Manifesting in this incorporeal, that's the case with those you understand?
Right.
And that's it, and you can see this. So the matter comes from spirit, and that's why you're shaped in form and made like you are.
Yeah.
See?
Right.
You are a part of God, and God is a part of you.
Yeah.
There's no way of escape. There's no getting outside of it.
Yeah.
But your consciousness and realization of it, that's something else.
Yeah. That's right. All right.
You see? You get the point?
Right.
It's in him we live and we move and have our being. David said, if I took the wings of the morning, you see, and flew on beyond the sun and the stars, I made my, you understand? If I took the wings of the morning, see, and he flew off, you understand? Penetrated the ionosphere, you understand?
Yeah.
The stratosphere, the troposphere, the ionosphere, you understand? And then we went on out into the boundlessness of space, where the astronaut that even dead is
ready. Okay.
You feel me? You understand? If I did that, he said, God is blessed.
Right.
You see? That's the reason why I say, well, this world out here is really
blessed.
God is blessed. If I make my bed in hell, he's there.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I sleep. From the presence of the Lord. Saying that he's going to be
sometimes. Yeah, right.
And that's what Peter is praying out here. God is the heaven. Father, make your own. Not three.
That's
but
right.
One.
All right.
Even as we are.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Make him conscious. You understand?
Okay.
Then you become conscious of it. Then you know me. I know you.
Mm-hmm.
See? Nothing here.
That's right.
Everything holds. You understand?
All right.
You make the wrong impression.